16 and 17. And he said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Back me down just a little bit. Amen. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Everybody believes that. Say amen. Amen. He said, I will build my church. Not our church. His church. Everybody say church. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Incidentally, church is not a building with four walls and a roof on it. It's an assembly of called out ones. Amen. Ecclesia. Amen means called out. Hallelujah. That's what the church is. Called out. Amen. Not going back in, called out. Not backslid back in, called out. Amen. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Now what good would it been to give Peter the keys, and then when Peter died, buried the keys with him? Amen. And all the keys would be gone. Does God not give the keys, pass them on to the successors? Amen. If he does not, then he is wasting a lot of time. He's wasting a lot of effort and a lot of talent. Amen. I feel that the keys are more needful today than ever. More prevalent today than ever. Else how would anybody get in? Praise God. Hallelujah. I give thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In other words, you do it here, it's just like turning a switch. God does it there to back you up. Huh? Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I believe in feeling. I believe in feeling just as much as anybody, but I also know, you know, that you can be around something so long, become familiar to it. Amen. I mean, the first time I ever saw a light switch that was silent, I wanted to turn it off and on a few times, you know. Nice thing, you know. After a while, amen, you get used to a silent light switch. You don't realize, you know, that you got anything. Amen. Electric lights was a wonder to us who had been used to nothing more than a coal oil Aladdin lamp. Man, it would shine clear out in the yard if you got in the window. Amen. It was a terrific, bright thing. Amen. To have an Aladdin coal oil lamp, it had a mantle on it just like a gas lantern. Only it was turned up, a big one, and you lit it, and that mantle glowed. Amen. And put out a grand light, but electricity was much more wonderful today. We just flip switches coming and going. We don't pay any attention, you know. But we seem to forget the first time somebody turned on the light. Are we thankful for the light we have? Glory to God. You better be. It's liable to get awful dark. I've been some places where it's awful dark. I've been some places in this old world where they didn't burn their headlights on their car unless they absolutely had to. One thing, it takes electricity to burn headlights on the car. And so just about every European country I've been in, amen, they had a dim on those headlights so the other fella could see you, but you couldn't see nothing with them, but they could see well enough to drive them. So they drove without headlights, especially where they had street lights. In Russia and China, it's a law to not use your lights. He gave Brother Burkett a big bawling out because he was going at night with his lights on in Russia. Amen. He's all prepared, you know, I mean just paranoid about being in the dark, you know, and not being able to see and being hid, you know. And oh boy, they made a big thing. And not only that, they say that not running the alternator to burn headlights can save as high as 3 miles to the gallon on gas, where gas is $4.75 a gallon. And so they burn just as little headlights as possible. Eh? It can get awful dark. Awful depressing some places in this old world, folks. Amen. We're blessed. One thing I know about coming back to the United States from many, especially communist East European and China a couple of times, amen, it was lit up. There was lights. Amen. There was a certain beauty at night. It's against the law in the United States. That's what Brother Burkett was going by when he was driving with his lights on in Russia with his Mercedes pulling his trailer. Amen. And they stopped him, pulled him over for running with his lights on. "Why do you got your lights on?" He said, "I wish you'd make up your mind. They give you tickets for not burning them where I came from." Amen. Oh, boy. Amen. A church is a light. Amen. You are the light of the world, Jesus said. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. Amen. Salt was so important that God commanded every sacrifice to be salted with salt. Amen. And they did too. Praise God. Salt was a very precious commodity. Amen. They paid the Roman soldiers with salarium. That's salt. It was like money. It was so scarce. Hard to get. Amen. Got on the interior of most countries 2,000 years ago. Hard to get salt. Amen. Very important commodity. They could pay their soldiers with salarium, salt. That's where we get our word salary. That's why we say he's not worth his salt. Amen. Praise God. They used to count it very precious, like money, like silver. Amen. And he said, "Whatsoever thou shalt be bound, bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that just as far as your faith will go, God will back you up in it? Maybe I ought to say that again. Just as far as your faith will go, God will back you up in it. Amen. I'll read you another one. I've been exhorting along these lines lately. Amen. So I'll read you another one. "Verily I say unto you," Matthew 18:18, easy to remember, "whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask." Amen. Why was that doctor not able to find those kidney stone than another kidney. Amen. Sister Gloria testified about a while ago. Amen. Because her and Dole and myself and the whole church, amen, agreed in the power of the Spirit. Amen. If you remember, I told you that settles it. Praise God. I told you, didn't I, Ronnie? That settles it. Praise God. It shall be done. Glory to God. Amen. And Ronnie and Rosemary both came out of the kinks. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. God has got some more testimonies yet that's coming on, because two or three agreed. Amen. Again, I say unto you that if two, again, how many times got to say it? He said it in the 16th chapter. Amen. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, he says it in Matthew 18:18, and in Matthew 18:19. Again, he said, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. That's the same Jesus that said, ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Shall be done for them. Them, say them. Amen. Of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there's that two or three. So far he said just two's all you need. Now he said two or three. Amen. Two or three are gathered together. Amen. That constitutes a church, folks. Two or three. Whew. Glory to God. Two or three. Amen. That constitutes a vital part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Again, in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Mary said, Lord, if you'd only been here. Amen. Well, that's what we want, don't we? That's what we need, isn't it? We need Jesus. We need Christ. Amen. We need a whole lot more of Jesus and a lot less of rock and roll. We need a whole lot more of Jesus and a lot less of tricksters, cranks, pranksters, gimmicks. Amen. Poor old W.V. Grant Jr. They're 30 years late and several million dollars short. Amen. They smoked him out again after 35 years. Everybody's got 1.5 cents. Knew he was a crook 35 years ago. Amen. And boy, they splashed him all over the country like he is something. He ain't been nothing so long, amen, that I've done forgot it. He wasn't nothing when he was in Cincinnati. He wasn't nothing when he was preaching here in Hamilton. Amen. You say, what was he? He was a crook. Amen. He was a crook and still is. Amen. And that's nothing new. Glory to God. Amen. I can tell you about some more if you want to ask me in private, but since they splashed his name, you know, all over the country, I decide, you know, I ought to write a letter to the editor, and you say, you bunch of dummies. Amen. His saints of God hadn't had anything to do with him for a long time. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Incidentally, I never went to hear him preach when he was in Hamilton. Amen. I would always turn him off after I listened to him, just satisfy my curiosity. I know that spirit just as soon as it knocks on my door. Amen. I'd always turn him off, just listen to him a little while, satisfy my curiosity back when he was down here in Cincinnati. Amen. And it was his bunch, you know, that sent a letter, you know, to Brother Snodgrass' mother and said, the Lord showed me. He wrote it on a T-shirt or something or other. Amen. That if you would send me $10 or such amount of money, that you'd be healed. Brother Snodgrass showed me the letter, and his mother had been dead for 2 years. Amen. Praise God. And so that was a long time ago. Amen. I mean, that was 25 years ago. Amen. Praise God. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. I like to preach for a little while on married to a promise. Are you listening in there, Billy? You got that text, married to a promise? Amen. I'll tell you the reason I call it that. Amen. 40 years ago, next October 17th, amen, Sister Collins and I stood before Brother Raymond Lee Laster, and he asked us, amen, something to the effect, do you? Amen. And I said, I do. Amen. And he asked her something to the effect, do you? And she said, I do. Amen. And I'm telling you what, nobody shouted and nobody run the aisles. And Brother Havis tells you that a lot of times that bride and groom's so nervous, they don't feel nothing, don't hear much. Amen. But we said, I do. And when we said, I do, we is married. Huh? I mean, I was married to that girl for better or for worse. And she was married to me for better or for worse. Amen. And her mother didn't know about the time change. They started revival at Midway. Amen. So we had to have the wedding a half an hour earlier than we had planned. Amen. And her mother got off with Sister Viva and Aunt Katie to visiting relatives in Thayer, Missouri. Amen. And they come in just as the wedding was over. It didn't make any difference if they missed it. When we said, I do, we are still married. I mean, Mom Singer, she cried and her nose got real red because she missed the wedding. Amen. But we couldn't help it. And my wife cried and her nose got real red in all our wedding pictures. Amen. Mom Singer's nose was real red and my wife's nose real red because they was crying because Mom Singer missed the wedding. Amen. Didn't make any difference. We had still done it. Amen. I mean, we had said those final words. Amen. I mean, if we didn't feel anything, if we didn't feel any great power, any great move of the Spirit, if nobody walked the backs of the pews like Brother Doug started to the other night, got about halfway and got in heavy traffic like I-75 going into Cincinnati and he had to cut it short. Amen. If nobody walked the pews, when you say, I do, God hears you. Huh? Amen. Now then, let's apply that to the promise of God. We got the promise of God. Hallelujah. Now, just before that wedding, Sister Collins and I agreed that we would get married. Amen. And that agreement, amen, was culminated in a wedding service at the Midway Pentecostal Church at Thayer, Missouri. Amen. And we said, I do. And we was married to each other. Amen. And we've been traveling together ever since. Preaching the gospel. Pastoring churches. Evangelizing. Amen. How many would like for Sister Collins and I to stay together another
25 or 30 years or however long, huh? Well, it don't make any difference whether you want us to or not. We got to. We promised. Amen. I do. Amen. We said, I do. Amen. And we are a going. Amen. If it hair lips, granny, we are a going. Praise God. We done said, I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now then, amen. Bless your sweetheart. Amen. We got the promise of God. He said, by His stripes, we are healed. Everybody agrees to that. Say amen. Well, let's go to Peter. He said, by His stripes ye were healed. The work's already done. Price already been paid. Everybody believes that? Say amen. 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 That settles it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now then, amen. He said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Everybody believes that? Say amen. Amen. He repeats it three times in the Bible. Amen. To let us know it's for us. Peter preaching to that bunch of Jews. Praise God. Said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Saved there. Hallelujah. That Greek word for saved is complete deliverance. Praise God. Soul, spirit, body, time, and eternity. Hallelujah. That's what salvation is. We have been saved. We are being saved. We shall be saved. Amen. If we continue. Amen. If we continue. If we don't commit spiritual adultery, if we don't commit spiritual whoredom and leave the Lord for the world, amen. If we continue, praise God, we're going to be blessed better and better as the years go by. Can you say amen? Praise God. He said in Romans 10:13, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's say it. Saved. Say saved. Delivered. Say delivered. You believe that tonight? Say amen. Hallelujah. He said, amen, if we believe we receive the things we ask for, we shall have them. Amen. He said, this is our confidence, that we know that whatever we ask of Him, we receive it. That's what the Bible said. Praise God. We receive it. Glory to God. He said, He sent His Word and healed him. 107th Psalm, praise God. Everybody say, Word. Amen. How many feel like we got the Word tonight? He sent His Word and healed them. So therefore we're healed by the Word. Hallelujah. What does the Word say? It said He forgives all our iniquities and healeth all our diseases. Amen. Both of them. Hallelujah. Devil jumps on your back, that monkey turns into an ape. Or a baboon and jumps on your back. Run, Jeff! Hallelujah! Run till he falls off the first corner. Hallelujah! Go on with God. You got the Word on your side. Hallelujah! Glory to God. The Word says, He forgiveth all our iniquities and healeth all our diseases. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring me a battery, Brother Randy. Hallelujah. We'll agree on it. Let's see if we can get a battery. You believe if we agree that me and Randy can get a battery? Praise God. If me and Randy and Richard can agree, amen, Randy will put a battery in the microphone, amen, and turn it back on, and Richard will turn me back up, amen, and I'll have my portable mic again with unlimited string. Amen. You see what two or three can do if they agree? Amen. Y'all been counting how many seconds it took? Amen.
Didn't take long, did it? Praise God. We just got into agreement and we got into action, praise God. And here we are with a portable microphone working again tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Two or three agree as touching any one thing that they shall ask. Hallelujah. He said that we are healed by the stripes, that we're healed by the word. And he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do that. Amen. Take the name of Jesus and throw that at the devil. And tell the devil how he's got to tremble at the name of Jesus. I'm giving you some weapons to fight with. Are you sleeping or are you listening? Amen. You say, Brother Collins, it's too simple. Yeah, it's so simple that most folks stumble over it. Whole denomination stumble right over it, praise God. We're healed by the word. We're healed by the stripes. We're healed by Jesus' name. In answer to prayer. If healing wasn't in atonement, if healing wasn't in the word as such, amen. When he said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. That took care of it. Amen. Because the devil can't stand before the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But you got them all. Amen. How many is that? That's three, isn't it? Praise God. That's three we can agree on, isn't it? Oh, glory to God. We're healed by the word. We're healed by prayer in the name of Jesus. We're healed by the stripes. Hallelujah. Now then. Amen. Our case is different than anybody else's. Our problem is harder than anybody else's. So we're having a hard time believing. Let's get two or three together. Amen. And let's marry that promise. I said marry that promise. Ooh, glory to God. I'm telling you what. Amen. Things happen. When you commit to a promise. Hallelujah. When you commit and won't let it go. When you commit and won't back up. When you commit and won't back down. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that sometimes takes two or three. Hallelujah. Two or three. Now the best thing is to have husband and wife and one more. One more good spiritual person. Praise God. But you need to get husband and wife in on it. Why? Because the husband is the head of the wife. Amen. And she could possibly be in trouble because of his curse. Amen. So you need to get them both right with God. I know you say, Brother Collins, the Bible said every man suffer for his own sins. That's true. Amen. But if there is a curse as a result of disobedience and rebellion, it can sweep through and defile a whole family if we're not careful. Amen. So we need to get husband and wife in agreement. Amen. He tells us, Paul does, for a husband and wife not to defraud each other. Amen. He tells them to fast and pray. Amen. With consent. And then come together, lest Satan get advantage of you and your prayers be hindered. Amen. So it's very important that husband and wife be in unity in prayer. Not absolutely necessary, but very important. Amen. It'll help. I'm telling you, it'll help. Praise God. When husband and wife in the house of God are in agreement. Amen. They who are already married ought to know how to marry a promise. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus' blood has redeemed you? Say amen. Do you believe that Jesus' blood has bought you? Say amen. Do you believe, amen, since you belong to him, he bought you, he created you, and since you're twice his, do you believe the devil's got any claim on you? You believe he's got any right to touch you? James knew that. James said, amen, resist the devil,
Amen. And he will flee from you, Brother Collins. I don't believe in these preachers going around praying for Christians and rebuking the devil. I don't believe that Christians can be demon-possessed, you dummy. I mean, some people are so stupid it stinks. Amen. They'll stumble over any little old thing to get out of their own responsibility to God. The Bible said God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. I didn't say that to use those superlatives a while ago for your benefit. I know there ain't nobody here that's that dumb after hearing me preach 20 years. Amen. If you are, you deserved it. Praise God. You need to learn some sense. You need to learn the difference between oppression and possession. There is a difference. The devil cannot possess a child of God, but he's been oppressing them down through the ages. Look at Job. Amen. The oldest book in the Bible, he was oppressing God's people. Amen. Jesus said, ought not this woman who is a child of Abraham to have been delivered? Praise God. Amen. Jesus acknowledged her rights in Abraham. Hallelujah. God was going to heal her for Abraham's sake. Woo! Wouldn't you like to live so good and be such a friend to God that God would do things for you and your children for your sake? Amen. Hallelujah. Now you've been bought by the blood, and the devil's not got any right to touch you unless you give it to him. Unless you let him. Or unless something else lets him. Amen. Amen. I leave that open on that end. Hallelujah. Paul said, I had a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Amen. And did you know what? He sought God 3 times. With Dr. Luke and Paul and the saints of God that he had with him, he bound together, praise God, and God answered him, all right, said, my grace sufficient for you. Amen. God answered. Amen. He got the answer. You say, yay, yay, yay. He got grace. Amen. An amazing grace. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's better than deliverance. The Bible said in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, others suffered cruel mockings and such. Amen. So and so others not accepting deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes it's better to go on and face the fray and fight the battle in spite of the devil and glorify God anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. But now, since you're bought by the blood, and the devil's not got any claim on you, how many believe the devil's got any claim on what belongs to Jesus, what he's bought, what he's paid for? If I'd have bought it, he might claim it. If Job bought it, he might have got it. Amen. But when Jesus bought it, the devil can't get it unless you give it to him. Huh? Amen. Unless you give it to him. That's why James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. So we're redeemed by the blood. Therefore, since we belong to Christ and the devil's not got any right to touch us, we're also healed by the blood. Amen. Because we challenge the devil to look at the blood. Hallelujah. Now, this is the way I prayed through with a bleeding ulcer, barely escaping the hospital in Mobile, Alabama, with a life gradually ebbing from my body. Amen. God gave me great deliverance. I went back to work. Amen. After spending one day at home resting from the trip, I was as good as brand new. And from that day to this, I had to get prayed for every year after youth camp. Me and Brother Gerald charge of youth camp, big responsibility, and we was new at it, and it was a terrific stress, wonderful thing, wonderful time. Amen. We were just feeling our way through and trying to follow God, praise God, and amen. We was juggling between the old folks and the young folks. Amen. And we knew that everybody was looking at us, including a lot of preachers, and ready, quick to jump to criticize, and quick, amen, to say something if things didn't go just right. And oh, I'd come home from youth camp every year with a set of peptic ulcers. And I'd wrestle with it, and I'd struggle with it, amen, for a long time myself, and then I'd call the elders of the church and have them anoint me with oil. Well, you're the preacher. Yeah, bless God, it didn't make any difference. I'd call the elders of the church. I'd have those folks gather around me, amen, the pastor, the preacher, and anoint me with oil, and God would heal me until next year after youth camp. Amen. So I was wrestling with them. Amen. And I was wrestling with the terrific, traumatic prospect that I had missed God in going in the first place. I felt like I shouldn't go, but I'd given my word. And when I tell you I'll do it, I'll do it by the grace of God. Amen. We need to be men and women of our word. We need to say it and stick with it. You say, I'll pay it. Pay it. Or die. Try it. Amen. Glory to God. You make them. You pay them. Praise God. You are responsible. Glory to God. Well, I was trying to believe God. Trying to have faith. Amen. Sometimes we do things that are not wise and overstep our faith. Did you know the Bible said, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, don't go on somebody else's faith. Go on your faith. You're making decisions, you go on your faith. Hallelujah. You got to do it the best you can with your faith. Hallelujah. So I'd call the elders of the church. They'd pray for them and I'd get healed. Amen. Got down there and got the flu on the way down. Bottle of Pepto-Bismol sitting in the seat beside me. Amen. When I got over the flu, the ulcers was getting worse. And finally, I began to hemorrhage. Amen. Pastor begged me to go to the hospital, get checked out. I knew what they'd do. I prayed for too many people in the hospital. Amen. I was like a little black boy that couldn't afford to have appendicitis, so he had the stomach ache instead. Amen. I couldn't afford to have hemorrhaging ulcers, praise God, so I just went home instead. Amen. I couldn't afford no hospital bill. I was living by faith. I was a poor preacher, pastor in a small church. Amen. And I would have had nothing to pay after drinking that chalk, and they're hard to find even then. Amen. And even then they can't do anything for them. Back then they couldn't give you some medication. Amen. And you know what one doctor recommended to me? Amen. He recommended Pepto-Bismol.